The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, you dial toll free here and bring up anything, although right now all the calls are all about our Muslim friend who is on the line. He's Will Coley. He's one of the founders of Muslims for Liberty. That's Muslims, the number four, liberty.org. Fact is, you know, Islam is a big religion, just like Christianity, and there are a lot of different groups within it. They don't all necessarily agree. And in a lot of cases, there's...
And they're not going to start anytime soon.
No, that's true. And the same thing's true with Christianity. And so we've addressed a lot of the tough issues here tonight. Will specifically has addressed some tough questions. If you've missed the first couple hours of the show, just go and grab the archive later tonight at freetalklive.com. It'll be available for your downloading convenience. And, of course, you can join us here on the air at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. He's generously decided to hang on here into our third hour, which is where we are right now, as calls continue to come in with some good questions here as we bring Will Coley back on the line with us. Will, thanks for sticking with us.
Howdy, howdy.
All right, so go ahead.
We were talking like right before the break about the divisions, right? And I guess a good analogy would be like the Sunni Shia split. I would see similar to like the Catholic Protestant split. Like,
but it happened a lot earlier.
Yeah. Instead of taking 1,000 years, it took, you know, like 50. Four.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
Like
that. Yeah. No. It only took a few years. Okay. As soon as Ali took the throne, the Kharijites decided he was invalid, and the next thing you know, there's a civil war going on. So we're talking like within 20 years, the split happened. But I would compare it to that, you know, and just like you see like violence popping up again in Northern Ireland between Protestants and Catholics in the last couple of months, it's the same kind of thing. Like you've got one group that is the majority. Who is trying to enforce their will on the minority. And yep. They want to use either the violence of personal violence or the violence of the state to do that.
Now, in the case of being a Muslim, this is not, as I understand it, from my research, I've read the Quran, I have done some, you know, reading about Muhammad's life and some of the things that happened. He did not in any way actually advocate for aggressive violence, as I understand it. He did support defense. Like, you can defend yourself with violence if someone attacks you. But what I understood was that his teachings were that if someone attacks you, but then they withdraw, that you are not supposed to come back at them at that point. Like if, you know, if somebody's attacking your village or whatever and they, you know, stop and they withdraw, you're not supposed to counterattack. Isn't that true?
Yeah. Actually, there's a favorite verse that it's like two verses that the anti-Muslim types, they love to quote them. But what they do is they remove like the verse at the beginning and like three verses after. The one that's usually quoted is chapter 2, verse number 191 through 193. But they leave off the part that you're actually talking about, which is after that and the part before. So if you start at chapter 2, verse number 190, it says, "Fight in the way of God those who fight you, but do not transgress. Indeed, God does not like those who transgress. And kill them wherever you overtake them, and expel them from wherever they have expelled you. For fitna is worse than killing." Oppression. To be, you know, oppression, people turning you out from your property, taking your home from you, attempting to take your life, is worse than killing them in return, to defend yourself. "Such is the recompense of the disbeliever. And if they cease, then indeed God is forgiving and merciful. Fight them until there is no more oppression, or until worship is acknowledged to be for God. But if they cease, then there is to be no aggression except for against oppressors. Fighting in the sacred month is for aggression committed in the sacred month, and for all violations is legal retribution. So whoever has assaulted you, then assault him in the same way that he has assaulted you. Fear God and know that he is with those who fear him." Okay. So you see that it's fight those who have harmed you.
But at the same time, if they're not actively harming, if they retreat,
that's what it says. But if they cease, then let there be no aggression except for those who commit oppression. So if there are still, if you've got an army that you're fighting against and the army goes away and like 15 members decide that they still want to rape, pillage, and burn, then continue to fight those people.
Got it. Thanks for clearing that up. I think that's one of the most misunderstood passages or tenets, if you will, of Islam.
The problem is they take 191 through 193, but they don't put the part at the beginning that says that this violence that's discussed in 191 through 193 is only for those who have attacked you first.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts for Will Cawley, one of the folks behind Muslims for Liberty. We've got, I think, Tyler is in Lynchburg listening to WLNI. Hey, Tyler.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing? Well? Will.
Howdy.
I just have a really quick and actually very specific question for you. And it's kind of funny because you actually did just quote some scripture. But really quick, I just want to quote the first part of Quran 9:29 and then Quran 9:5. I'm only leaving out the last part because it's not really relevant. You can add it if you want, but I don't want to take up too much time. So Quran 9:29 states, fight those who believe not in Allah nor the last day. And then Quran 9:5 states, so when the sacred months have passed away, then slay the idolaters wherever you find them and take them captive and besiege them and lie in wait for them in every ambush. Then if they repent and keep up prayer and pay the poor rate, leave their way free to them. So my question for you after reading that text is, is there any way that you could construe that where a strict reading of that passage does not condone the killing of, at the very least, the idolaters, and at the worst-case scenario, the infidel?
Thanks for the call, Tyler. I appreciate hearing from you. Go ahead, Will.
No, you're on the hot seat, mister!
That's actually, I mean, honestly, that was a very well-worded question. Again, it's the same thing that happens with the verses that I was talking about earlier, is that you have to read from the first verse in the chapter. You can't say, well, 9:29 says this one line and 9:5 says this. And yep. But ignore
Jesus
all
said
the
he
rest.
Didn't come to bring peace, but to bring a sword.
Yeah. Well,
but what the hell does that mean? Because read the rest of it.
Exactly. You have to read the whole chapter. Now, if you start at the first verse, it says that this is a declaration of disassociation of God and his messengers to those which you have made a treaty among the polytheists. Now, the reason for this was there was a religious pilgrimage that was headed to Mecca, and they were attacked by a tribe. These are unarmed religious pilgrims. They're literally like, hair is cut, they have no weapons, they're not even allowed to wear perfume. They have nothing but a piece of white cloth wrapped around them and a belt and the sandals that they have on their feet. And a tribe attacked them. And the prophet went to the Meccans and said, look, this people from your group violated the treaty and murdered these religious pilgrims. You need to do something about this and discipline them. And the Meccans said, no, we told them to do it. You know, go piss up a rope. So Because of that breaking of the treaty, God says the treaty is null and void now. 9:2. So travel freely throughout the land during the 4 months, but know that you cannot cause failure to God and that God will disgrace you. And it is in an announcement from God and his messenger to the people on the day of the pilgrimage that God has disassociated from the disbelievers, and so is his messenger. If you repent, then that is best for you. But if you turn away, then know that you will not cause failure to God and give glad tidings to those, excuse me, and give tidings to those of a painful punishment. Accepted are those, see, this is 9:4. Accepted are those with whom you have made a treaty among the polytheists, and they have not been deficient toward you in anything, or a supported anyone in violence against you.
What does that mean? Translate
well,
that. I like it a lot.
These people killed some of their friends, and you know, it was a declaration of war.
Well, yeah, there were two. There was a treaty, and basically what it said is the people that broke the treaty in the first three, you can have the right to attack them. But in 9-4, it says the people who didn't attack you that you have a treaty with, you should complete for them the term
of
their
treaty. Hang on, most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com. Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, Phil'sGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com, philsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want generally on this show tonight. We're pretty much focusing on questions for a Muslim. Will Cawley is with us. He is one of the folks behind Muslims for Liberty. Muslims are number four. Liberty.org is their website. Our site is freetalklive.com. If you're just tuning in and you're just coming into this conversation, you missed a lot. You can go to freetalklive.com later on at your leisure and download the archive when it is available, and it will be available later tonight. So go and check that out. And if you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students are using this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge they need. At modup.net, they provide the highest premium quality modafinil with the best potency so you enjoy significant results. That's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Modup.net also supports the Bitcoin community. You pay with Bitcoin, you get an even better price, 33% off. Plus, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get 10 free tablets with your order. So again, code FTL, that gets you the 10 free tablets over at modup.net, M-O-D-U-P, modup.net. It's world-class service at a great price for modafinil. As we continue here, Will Cawley is on the line with us here. Now, it's always difficult for me, Will, when we start getting into... Sorry, that's not Will. That was a video playing from my web browser. Now we have Will back with us here. Everything's coming through the same computer, so apologize about that. Now, Will, you were explaining it's always difficult when somebody starts reading scripture because it can get a little dry. It can be hard to handle, and I don't want this to be a Quran study session necessarily, so I want to be aware of that. But you were trying to make a point about context and surrounding sort of the claims that, well, here's some, what are they called in the Quran, the verses?
Ayah.
Ayah? Surrounding some of the ayahs that that suggest violence, but you're saying you got to take that into context, and that was you were in the middle of explaining it, you got cut off by our break.
Well, I'm actually glad that he brought this verse up. I actually had this already open because I expected to get this one because it's one that's used quite often. Basically, 9:5, which is one of the verses that he cited, says, "Kill the polytheists wherever you find them." I mean, that's an edited version. It continues on. But 9:4 says, except for the ones who have not harmed you or assisted others in harming you. So for you to say that 9:5 is an open advocation of killing anyone that's not Muslim, you'd have to ignore 9:4. And if you read 9:7, it says, how can there be a treaty in the sight of God and his messenger except for those with whom you made a treaty? So long as they are upright toward you, be upright toward them.
Now, so, doesn't that contradict? I mean, don't those statements though contradict the statement that we talked about earlier, where the idea is that if somebody stops their attack on you as a Muslim, that you are not allowed to a counterattack on those people. You're supposed to let them go their way and, you know, call it a day, basically. But there, it sounds like it's saying, well, if someone's broken a treaty, then you can just go ahead and slaughter them.
Well, no, if they've committed an act of violence against you, you have the right to commit violence against them in return as in defense.
Isn't it true, though, that Muhammad didn't actually do that? At least I remember one story where there was some, you know, crazy psychopath who was, you know, killing people and was trying to attack Muhammad, and, you know, he forgave him.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of personal instances where that happened, but as far as, like, the Battle of Hudaybiyah, or the Battle of Badr Well, or the Battle of Mecca, the three major military battles, those happened. The first two were because of invasions. The Meccans invaded Medina, and the Prophet and his companions and the people of Medina, Christians, Jews, Muslims, everybody, well, except for Badr, went out and met them on the battlefield and fought in defense. The last battle, the Battle of Mecca, was more of an offensive defensive battle where religious pilgrims were slaughtered and the Muslims, they violated the treaty, and the Muslims were like, okay, well, you're going to continue to do this. Yeah, it was the Meccans made it clear that this wasn't something that was going
to
stop.
So by the Quran, it's okay to attack back somebody who has broken a treaty, but not necessarily
only
the case.
Only up to the point that they broke the treaty, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if they didn't kill people on your side, then you have no right to react in a military fashion. If they didn't turn people out of their homes, that it usurp the rights of people, then there's no clearance for military action.
But even though it may have been okay by the Quran, Muhammad himself had forgiven some attackers in the past.
Many attackers. Yeah. There's stories of him actually having an assassin walking behind him, and he turns around and like forgives him for the fact that he's there to assassinate him, even though he's never said that he's got a knife hidden and that's why he's there. You know, like he's forgives his assassin. He puts his hand on his heart and he's like, I know what is troubling you and I forgive you. You know, so I mean, and that's what's always stated, is that retribution is allowed, but forgiveness is always what's better.
I like that. Let's go to David. Your questions for our Muslim friend, Will Cawley from Muslims for Liberty. David is in Anniston, Alabama. And David, you're on Free Talk Live with Will.
Yeah. Good evening.
Hey, go ahead.
Yeah. Mike, Christ had no authority for the, his, gospel from God. The, Muhammad. Where does it say he got his authority from, and when, or who did he get it from?
Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate hearing from you. Go ahead, Will.
Well, the story goes that the first time he received revelation from the angel Gabriel, the same angel that appeared to Mary and told her the news that Jesus was going to be born, he went to a Christian scholar named Wataka. And basically told him, like, look, this is what this angel has told to me. I'm afraid that I'm crazy, or maybe it's the devil. Like, I don't know. I'm in fear, though. And when he described to Wataka, the Christian monk, what was being told to him, the Christian monk told him, what is coming to you is from God, and you're that messenger or that prophet, which is described in biblical tradition. So he told him, like, look, you know, this is from God. And then later on, the angel Gabriel appeared to him again. But, you know, the authority came from God. Some Islamic apologists actually say that there's a verse in the Bible where Jesus talks about the one who will come later, who will speak, you know, what God tells him to say. And that's who Muhammad is that God, you know, that it was a revelation that God told him, and then he told the people. And
I mean, essentially, the Quran is like an update. I mean, basically, you know, as I understood it, that God sent this angel down.
That's the idea.
Right, to you know, correct some misinformation about, you know, what the word was in the Bible at that point. Like,
yeah,
oh, no, it's not a three God, it's a one God kind of thing. It was one of the
Yeah, well, I mean, the Quran even says, like, your God, tell those people of the book, the Christians and Jews, your God and our God are one.
Right. Hey, we're going to come back with more. We got Will Cawley, and if you've got questions, people do. They're on the line waiting patiently here. We'll get to you. 855-450-3733. You got a question for a Muslim? We got one right here. It's Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Well, that's generally how things work around here. But we've actually had so much interest in our special guest who he just happened to call in last night to talk about the beheading in Oklahoma right at the very end of last night's show. And I said, you know what, well, we got to have you call in at the beginning of our Saturday show so we can really address this issue. And, of course, that led to question after question by people who, you know, you hear things about Muslims, but you don't actually usually talk to them because even though there's a bunch of them around the world, there doesn't seem to be that many of them, at least in my daily life. And so I'm grateful that we've got Will Cauley here from Muslims for Liberty, Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org, to answer your questions. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. Now, bounty hunting for Bitcoin. You can go to bitcoinbountyhunter.com and check out some of the bounties available for collection now. One of them is worth 38 Bitcoin. Now, what is it right now? $400 somewhere in the $400 per Bitcoin range? 38 of those? That's a lot of money. It's a big bounty. You can use your investigative skills and collect. In fact, you can even place your own bounty or add to the ones that are already there if you think there are important cases that need to be solved. Throw some Bitcoin at it. The authorities aren't going to be solving these cases anytime soon. It's going to be done by somebody like you, someone that profits from your work and skill. Go check out bitcoinbountyhunter.com. And we are back with Will Cauley, who is on the line and has been throughout the whole show, graciously from his home in Tennessee, from Muslims for Liberty. And, Will, I want to get to some more calls here, so let's jump back into it. We've got Jose in Grand Rapids listening to WTKG. Jose, you're on with Will.
And I just discovered your show a couple of weeks ago, and I really congratulate you for such a great show. I mean, you guys give the time for topic discussion, And thank you for taking my call.
Sure, go for
it. I have two quick questions and a longer little comment. One is, I want to, if no one has asked, because I was in transition between the radios, if what is the gentleman's affiliation, Sunni or Shia? And secondly, what is his conception of liberty?
Good question.
I wish him the best. I think the problem is that he has a very good, strong foundation in American constitutionalism experience, which I don't think is the experience of Islam from its birth. There's no denial involved in admitting that. I mean, we cannot deny that Muhammad was not just a religious figure, but he was also a general. And however we cut it, there are the questions of his military imposition of the religion. Secondly, the Constitution of Medina, as and I have it right in front of me, it's really not a constitution in the sense that we conceive a constitution to be in the West. I hope and I wish your host really, really the best. I think that he's onto something, and I hope that he can succeed, but I do not believe that it is possible for a religion that philosophically has a problem with reason in the way that we understand the logos coming from the side of Christianity, which led to international law, led to all kinds of promulgation, all with all the problems that the West had between, you know, religion and the church and state. It was still able to formulate an engagement with reason coming from.
Jose, I want to thank you for the comment and the questions. I'm going to let Will answer them, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Will, your thoughts on the alleged Constitution of Medina? I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, it was just a set of contracts between tribal peoples that stated that they wouldn't attack each other and that if anyone attacked them, they would all defend each other. Basically,
you know, are you Sunni or Shiite?
Most people would define. Depends on who you ask. Like, if I'm debating a Salafi, then they call me a Sufi, or they call me a Shia. If I'm debating against a Shia, they call me a Salafi. You know, I'm Muslim. I study Maliki jurisprudence, which is considered a Sunni school of Islam. But I personally try to avoid all of those kinds of, you know, artificial labels that are there.
His other question was, what about your conception of liberty? What does that mean to you?
Well, I was led to voluntarism by my study of Islamic jurisprudence. Like, I was a politically apathetic person who wasn't particularly liberty-minded until I started studying Islamic jurisprudence. And the more I studied, the closer I slid into, like, a free market, voluntarist, anarchist sort of, you know, viewpoint on life. And
Dottie Barker wrote a book about this called Voluntary Islam, and I read that book, and it was excellent. He goes into some of the history of Islam and looks at how voluntarist it actually was, how consensual or consent-oriented that it was.
Liberty, as we understand it here in the West, is something that was created by sort of the Enlightenment period. And
well, the father, the most sociologists and historians credit it, Averroes, as being the father of the Enlightenment, but Averroes isn't his name. His name is Ibn Rushd. He's Muslim. That's the reason why in that great painting with all the great philosophers and scientific minds, there's one Muslim guy over on the side, Ibn Rushd, is because most sociologists and historians see him as the father of the Enlightenment, because he was the bridge between Greek Aristotelian philosophy and the European Western world. He was the person that Aristotelian philosophy went through before it got to Western culture. So, you know, John Locke openly expressed that Ibn Tufayl was very influential on his concept of natural rights. His book Hayyib Ibn Yaqzan, which later became the Philosophicus Autodidacticus. These are Muslim philosophers from the 12th and 11th and 13th centuries who had an immense amount of influence on Western Enlightenment thinkers. When John Locke talks about the right to life, liberty, and estate, I hear Sharia because there are five natural rights and goals of law in Sharia: the protection of life, the protection of faith, the protection of the intellect, the protection of family, and the protection of property.
Boy, that just sounds horrifying. We can't have anything to do with that.
And Sharia gave it to women, which was something that, you know, wasn't done up to that point.
Right, which is what, yeah, right.
There's a statement of Muhammad where he says, you know, that if someone tries to rob your house and you die in defense of your property, that you're seen on the same level as a martyr who was murdered on behalf of the faith. You know, so, I mean, to protect one's property is literally like a religious compulsion. The right of property, like, you couldn't be a Muslim communist because private property and the right to private property is sacrosanct. It's actually like, it's the fifth maqasid in the foundations of Sharia, you know, is the protection of your right to protect your property.
Let's go to continue with your calls for Will Cauley from Muslims for Liberty. Derek is in Indianapolis. Derek, you're on Free Talk Live.
Who's there?
Hey, guys. Just a quick question for you there, Will. I know some people that have kind of advocated for reading the Quran, and obviously that's one of the best ways to determine for yourself about a specific religion is to read up on it yourself. I'm just wondering if you have, like, a specific translation that you would recommend, or are they all kind of generally okay? Because I've been to several bookstores
and
there will be multiple translations.
So anything that comes from Saudi Arabia, throw it in the – well, don't throw it – burn it, because that's the – Islam. I mean, seriously, that's the Islamically compliant way to dispose of a Quran, is to burn it and then put the ashes in moving water. If it comes from Saudi Arabia, you don't want to read it. PBS, it's so bad that PBS actually did a documentary called Inside the Quran where they pointed out all the purposeful mistranslation. Oh. I would go with a Muhammad Assad translation personally because it has a great commentary by a renowned scholar and it has one of the best English translations that I've found.
Muhammad Assad?
Yeah.
All right,
A-S-A-D.
Thanks.
A-S-A-D.
Derek, thanks for the call tonight. We're going to continue here in moments. Your calls, 855-453. It's Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. We might be able to sneak your call in about whatever topic you want to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And our normal format resumes most every night of the week. Normally, we don't have a guest on for the whole show. Normally, we don't do guests at all. And then usually, we don't do them for the entire program. But we've got Will from Muslims for Liberty with us here. And I think we're just about tapped out on questions for him. But I still had a question. Your questions, that is. I still had something I wanted to ask him. Mark, I don't know if there was anything that you didn't get to with Will. But Muslims, the number four, Liberty is the Muslims, the number four, Liberty.org is his website. Our website, by the way, is freetalklive.com. And coming up here in just about a month, actually, it's going to be Keenvention. Keenvention in its second year. Great excuse to come up and check out New Hampshire. Will was actually here for the Porcupine Freedom Festival earlier this summer. And Keenvention is a little bit different. It's not a camping event. This is a hotel-based event. But there's a lot of things to do outside of the hotel as well. So we don't want to keep you cooped up in a hotel all weekend. Get you out on the streets, do some Robin Hooding or cop block. Maybe go out and go to some galactic bowling with karaoke. So we've got fun stuff going on during Keenvention, including a Halloween costume party. There's going to be some VIP meals for those of you with the VIP tickets for Keenvention. So there's a lot of stuff happening outside of the hotel. But the in-hotel curriculum is all about activism. The panel discussions, the speakers. If you've been listening to Free Talk Live for a while, you know we moved here as part of the Free State Project, that liberty-minded people from all across the world are coming to New Hampshire to get active for freedom. And they're of all different political and religious viewpoints. I guess not political, but religious viewpoints. I guess from a political perspective, Free Staters are running as Republicans and Democrats, and they're winning election on both of those parties' tickets. We're going to have a legislative panel talking about how to be effective in the State House. We'll have a cop block panel, which is brand new for this year. New movers panel, getting newbies to kind of give their perspective on things here. Last year we did the old school movers panel, so there's going to be a lot of different subjects to cover. Mark, you're going to be hosting the news media panel as well. So there's going to be several panels. In fact, just this week I announced that we're also going to be doing a theatrical premiere of the 101 Reasons film, which I'm very excited about. This is a documentary film that's going to go over 101 reasons, or thereabouts, to move to New Hampshire, why this is the place for freedom-loving people. And that movie is expected to be just having the finishing touches put on it in time for Keenvention. So we've actually got a real-life movie theater that we're going to go to and have ourselves a movie premiere. And then after that, we'll go back to the Keenvention Hotel for a question-and-answer session with the producers of the film. So very excited about that. That's something new for Keenvention this year. Go check it out. It's $60. Get you in for the entire weekend, and only 100 tickets are available in advance. So don't wait. Get your tickets today. And it's, by the way, you can pay Bitcoin for them if you'd like as well. Keenvention.info. If you want to know more, go there. There's all kinds of info there. Plus, you can even watch all of the panels and speakers from 2013, give you a good taste of what it was like last year. So keyinvention.info. As we go back here to Will from Muslims for Liberty, Will Cawley, thanks for sticking with us basically for the entire show. It's been a long time since we've had a guest on for the entirety of Free Talk Live, but the calls just kept coming in. Great questions for you. I had a question about women, being a woman and a Muslim. And we touched on the idea earlier, is my understanding from studying Islam to some extent, that Islam was progressive for women, you know, compared to the idolaters and the pagans that came before the Muslims. They advanced the rights of women. But still today, you know, you'll see women wearing burqas, and you'll hear a lot of negativity from people, rumors about, you know, how women aren't equal. Just comments in general about being
a woman. I don't know if it's just rumors. I mean, certainly plenty of places.
It's not just rumors. It's true. It's happening. There's actually this gives me an opportunity to kind of go into something that I was hoping to cover before we, closed out. Is, you know, don't listen to me. I'm just a student. Don't believe a word that I say, but do take the time to listen to some of the actual scholars that do exist out there. And one of them is Habib Ali, H-A-B-I-B-A-L-I. And he's giving a speech to a Muslim audience as a Muslim, and they're there because they want to learn from him as a scholar. And he acknowledges it. He says, you know, we have family members raping family members. We have wives being oppressed by their husbands. And we have religious authorities upholding this and trying to state that their culture is a part of our religion. And, I mean, he gets very upset. And you can see that he's noticeably upset. And because it's a reality. It is something that's happening. But when you go and you see these speakers and they talk about these things, they state that, you know, the commentaries by the people who knew Muhammad personally, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were that basically men and women have the same rights, that the way the Quran says it is that men and women have the same rights, and men are at one degree above women. And when the companion of Muhammad, Ibn Abbas, wrote his commentary about the Quran, he stated that that degree is that men are required to basically not get upset if a woman doesn't fulfill all of her rights to him because of the fact she has difficulty. Nusk is the word that's used, difficulty in her condition. And the examples that are given are pregnancy, menstrual period, child rearing, breastfeeding, because women have all of these things that they're doing. If you come home and dinner ain't ready, shut up and make it yourself, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, so you're no better. You know,
well, I'm glad to see Muhammad didn't have any better than I do.
Well, yeah, the traditions actually state that Muhammad cooked his own food, mended his own sandals, washed his own laundry, and helped his wife sweep the house. You know,
I hope she had a good paycheck.
Yeah. But don't listen to me. Go out and listen to some of these scholars. Hamza Yusuf does a great lecture on women in Sharia. He's giving it to a Muslim audience as a Muslim, and these people are there wanting to learn about this. Mokhtar Magawi, M-O-K-H-T-A-R. Just put that in and then put an M and his name will pop right up. He's the foremost scholar on Shafi'i legal theory in the world right now. And he does two amazing lectures on Sharia law. He covers everything you'd ever want to hear about, from the death penalty to, like, the cutting of hands to apostasy to adultery. Like, he literally covers all the hot-button issues.
Can you do me a favor and send me a link to that, and then I'll repost it on the Free Talk Live Facebook, Google+, Twitter, so folks can easily access that information. Because obviously there's a lot more that you can learn about this and we can discuss here.
Don't take my word for it. Go listen to people. Like, I'm a student. I've only been studying this for 7 years. These people have literally put 20 and 30 years of their life into studying this. And they fill auditoriums with thousands of people wanting to learn from them. So go listen to Hamza Yusuf, listen to Suhaib Webb, listen to Zayd Shaker, because they are who the American Muslim community is listening to. And the message that they send is nothing like what you're hearing from, you know,
mainstream media.
Yeah, your extremist in Pakistan or your ISIS guy in Iraq.
Will Coley, I want to say thank you. I really appreciate your time tonight.
Thanks for coming on.
I think it's been very enlightening, as has been, you know, everything I've ever read about Islam and, you know, when I've taken the time to learn on my own as opposed to just listening to what people say. So thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, that's Muslims for Liberty, by the way. Muslims at number 4 Liberty. And send me over that link, and then I'll pass that on. And thank you, Will. Let's go real quick to Mike, the one call where you can call about anything tonight here on Free Talk Live. Mike, you're in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Go.
Hi. I'm a non-religious person in a mostly Christian area. I'm often seeing a lot of hate for Muslims whenever the topic of Muslims come up. And I'd like to know how to encourage some empathy in those people. If you have any ideas.
Boy, that is a good question. I guess
education's the best thing I can suggest is that people fear what they don't, what they're ignorant of,
right,
and what's different from them.
It helps if they can meet a nice Muslim to talk to and, like, you know, connect with on a human level rather than just listening to people talk on the radio. Or
Islam is very similar to Christianity, and you know, I mean, that's
it's shockingly similar.
Well, it's what it came from,
right?
And so once people can find out more about it, they can understand it more. Then, you know, that's that. I tend, you know, the way I come from this is, hey, you know, leave your religion at the door on this. This is about people getting along with each other. And, you know, if you're playing teams, oh, well, my team's better than your team. You're never going to get along. It's like putting a Yankees fan and a Red Sox fan in a room and telling them to talk about baseball. They're going to fight.
Good answer. Mike, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Oh, and I should have said this to Will Colley. Assalamu alaikum. That is like the standard greeting and goodbye when you are a Muslim.
Is it like wishing for peace or something?
And the response is, it translates to peace be upon you.
Uh-huh.
And the response is, what was it?
Oh, alaykum, lakum, lam.
Something like wa alaykum salam.
Okay, just make some noises like it.
Well, anyway, I think it's been enlightening, and we'll see you tomorrow night, because Mark, you'll be here for the live Sunday edition.
Indeed.
At that time. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Is gun ownership about target shooting, hunting, and self-defense, or is there more to it? Oath Keepers and Rayburn Entertainment present Molon Labe, inspired by the works of Edwin Vieira Jr., explains why we need to revitalize the state militia system. Featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Larry Pratt, and Stuart Rhodes. Available on DVD at moviepubs.net, oathkeepers.org, and gunowners.org.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.